Ted, so much to do today, and I couldn't be more excited.
We're busy boys, parking lot sovereigns, bringers of the peace and love to the dads. And we also have a tech podcast. Can you believe it?
Oh my gosh. There's so much to get into today, but I think there's only one way to start this week's episode.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
That brand new, somewhat controversial iPad advertisement. It is absolutely burning up the A of the internet.
And it's about to burn our A's and your A's, because we're going to watch it live on teptalk.com/podcast, and you're going to get our live instant reaction to watching it.
That's right. Now, mostly when you think reaction video, you think like, we played hip-hop music for this old granny and she Esther Pease.
We show a World War II veteran, Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights, and he said, what was it all for?
We played this divorced wife Clapton's Wonderful Tonight ska version and she took her husband back.
Yeah.
So today, Tep Talk is going to be joining the ranks of the illustrious reaction video.
Indeed, my teppest, talkest, loveliest listener.
So here's a little bit of context. The ad is called Crush. And look, little spoiler alert, we're going to be getting to this in the show, but there is a brand new iPad. yes. Just when you thought things couldn't get any better.
Glory to Steve.
So we've got it queued up here. Ted, do you want to actually roll down the window of the Cybertruck really quick? Just because I love how hot it is in here. And there is a certain transcendent quality to sweating this much.
I'll do you one better. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Woo! Oh, that'll do it. And by the way, guys, a little bit of a bonus tip here for the Cybertruck. It has a removable window.
Yeah, costs a bit to remove it back in.
Yeah, it's a one-way removal. Okay, Ted, Apple Crush iPad Pro, are you ready? We're going to do 3, 2, 1, and on the in one, like the middle of one, we're going to press play, okay?
Yeah, on the
Like if you slowed it down. Yeah, exact middle of one.
Okay.
All right, here we go, folks. Live reaction, Tep Talk exclusive.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, I press play. Okay, so it starts with a POS metronome and an old-fashioned record player machine.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa! There's a big smushing machine. Ted, this is like that machine you were telling me you wanted to build. And yeah. It's smushing everything. Everything's getting crushed.
Hydraulic smush content.
Cameras, guitar, books, take that, books! Woo! Woo! Yeah! Woo!
Oh, destroyed.
Oh, look, it looks like Marvin. Oh, yeah! All right, folks, if this is the YouTube thumbnail, I'm making the Mr. B face. My mouth is so wide you could stick anything in it.
I'm making the Mr. B face in the corner of the screen, and I'm putting an arm across my chest and pointing at the opposite end of the screen, and the YouTube thumbnail says, did Apple just squish a whole bunch of stuff in a hydraulic press to reveal the thinnest iPad ever, question mark?
I mean, first response, I guess the first thing I want to say, my initial takeaway, my live reaction is, whoa!
Okay, here's my live reaction. You ready?
Yeah.
Yo! Wow!
Folks, just to be perfectly clear, the commercial opens on a bunch of POS stuff.
Guitar.
Trumpet. Piano. Paint can. A human head.
Yeah, like a bust.
A bee. And then, beautifully, Apple obliterates it all.
Yeah, with a giant room-sized hydraulic press.
Maybe I'm just saying this because of our recent triumph over the parking lot, but that to me feels like a very clear, we are not messing around message from Apple.
No, absolutely not. It's the triumph of Tep over literally everything in your life. Smush, smush, smush.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Oh, you saw that stuff get smushed. For too many years, people have said, get off that stupid phone. Why don't you live in the real life? Why are you holding that iPad up at a concert?
Get off your phone. Why don't you play the piano? Get off your phone. Why don't you look at paint can? Get off your phone. Here's a wax bust of a Greek man.
Get off your phone. Why don't you get a hobby like photography?
Get off your phone and play the guitar that you bought with so much money. Oh, wait. What is that above the guitar? It's a hydraulic press.
Bwah! Bwah!
gone.
And here's the thing, Ted, I'm not afraid to say, we have been incredibly patient and kind to the people in our lives who have tried to pressure us.
Oh, we have been saints.
They've said, you're going to feel pretty stupid when your son grows up and you didn't spend any time with him because you were on your phone the whole time.
You're missing out on the best years of your son's life. Why are you spending all this time glued to a screen?
We shook our heads and we said, oh, you'll see.
You'll see. Oh my gosh, the amount of times I've just nodded and I've said, yes, yes, of course, yeah, of course. But okay. In my head, I'm thinking, oh yeah, you'll find out.
You'll see.
You'll see.
Because here's the thing. Apple has been patient.
Oh, they have.
Apple has given people time to adjust.
But daddy has reached a point.
Oh, even the kindest daddy's patience wears thin.
You said, oh, I'm too busy with piano, paint can, Greek man bus to look at iPad.
Oh, I could use my iPad, but oh, my kid's little league game is today. Maybe I should do that instead.
Oh, I could be scrolling on Safari, the best browser there is. Oh, no, you know what?
I'm going to read a book.
I'm going to look up the tab for Deep Purple.
I'm going to look up the tab for Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
I'm going to wander around the parking lot singing Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, shout out Marvin. I mean, I'm glad that he got a new song other than Uptown F. But I think what's unnerving about when he sings Shape of You is how it's like a high-pitched whisper.
Well, I think he's thinking about Ted Mina, frankly. Because she said she liked that song, and then he went nuts.
Oh, I see. What we're talking about is, look, people have been making excuses for a long time to not use Apple computers. And I think what this ad, Ted, is Apple saying, you had your time, get in or get squished.
Now it's done. The rapture will commence very soon.
And look, hey, I wish we'd all been ready.
Yes.
It's like our religion. You know, people say, oh, Jay's coming back one of these days, but not today.
Not today.
I can sin a little longer.
I'll sin a little bit more.
I'll turn my other cheek tomorrow, but for now I'm going to whack him with a board.
I'll fit a camel through the eye of a needle later. Not right now. I'm busy.
I should wash my feet, but I'm going to do it later. Shout out, PP. Wash your feet.
Wash your feet, man. It's disgusting.
And exactly like with J and R, basically Apple is saying, guess what? It's happening. And Ted, we haven't always seen eye to eye with Tim Cook. He's done some terrible things, you know?
Yeah.
He put the GD chip in the computer.
Yes.
He killed our best friend.
Yeah, for exposing woke Disney.
Yep.
He sold half of Steve Jobs' will to Bill in exchange for dark necromantic rites.
Yeah, and the power to shatter Craig's soul into 17 shards.
He made Ted Lasso absolutely unfollowable. Like, I don't know what is happening.
He made a character like Ted Lasso that is basically designed to antagonize fathers. And then when you express that on Twitter, the FBI comes to your house. But hey, Ted, you mentioned the will, though. This is Steve. I think this is the will.
I think this is the will.
And look, it's not a coincidence that we are about 1 month out from WWDC.
Yeah, it really isn't. They're prepping us. They're getting us ready for our new life. In which we have scoured and scourged anything that isn't an Apple product out from underneath us, and we can go forward in the light of TEP.
Yeah, it's coming, folks. It's coming.
It's coming.
The squisher is coming, metaphorically, but also literally. And I think that probably WWDC, they're going to round up everything, like people's belongings, and bring them to Cupertino smush.
I think the ceiling will just slowly come down.
Yeah, for Tim, who I assume is maybe listening, or one of his cronies, if you need anything to be crushed,
we will crush.
I would happily man the crusher.
I
would love to man the crusher.
We press the big red button.
Oh my gosh, I would love to crush Corey's BMX bike.
Oh, throw in Emmett Sufjan Stevens' record collection.
Oh, sorry, Dennis. I did see your drum and bass 12 inches. I saw them when I smushed them.
Oh, what is this? A pile of ukuleles? Crush them.
Uncle Seth, I think I saw your compound bow in the crusher. He wouldn't fall for that. He's very canny. I think he's learned a lot hunting.
Well, he's also very thick. It'd be hard to smush him. He'd sort of just bounce back.
Yeah, I think the hydraulics would just completely stop at his calves.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video he posted on Instagram where he was lifting Grace? Like, she was sitting on his legs and he was just kicking his legs up and down and she was sitting on him?
Yeah, I saw it. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, I mean, look, everyone's got a hustle. I think it's a little déclassé.
Yes, you know what, Tim? It is déclassé.
Look, do I think it's kind of silly that Seth is trying to rebrand as like an Instagram influencer? Like, the hunky bowman or whatever he calls himself.
Yeah, yeah, fitness and family values.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wouldn't do it. I have too much dignity.
I mean, it's a good thumbnail. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Look, I handle thumbnails all the time. Bench pressing my wife while giving you advice is a good thumbnail. Like, people are going to click on that.
Hey, folks, one of the best skills you can have as a hunter and as a business person and in your love life is to think outside the box.
Folks, there's weight you need to get under in your life. The first thing you're going to do is not think about it. Lift, lift, lift.
I mean, small comfort is that Grace is clearly not enjoying herself. I mean, she's smiling, but I think I know when Grace is pretending to like something. So yeah, I'd smush Uncle Seth.
For bench pressing your wife.
Yeah, or at least his bow. Yeah, so Tim Cook, if you're listening, Ted and I will be there at WWC. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are like, I'm a tap nerd. I don't know how to work the smushing machine. We do. We know how to do it.
Yeah, we press the big red button and you get smushed.
Happily.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, Ted, I can't wait for WWDC. I can't wait to see everything to get smushed. Oh, you know, we should smush that stupid hat that Marvin always wears.
I hate that hat. I hate that hat. Ted Mina likes it.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, wait, Ted.
What?
Father's Way.
Week 11.
The theme of which is?
Spiritual warfare.
So, yeah, it's Father's Way week 11, theme of which is spiritual warfare, and Apple releases an ad basically saying that anyone who doesn't use Apple products is going to get smushed.
Synchronicities start to happen when you take on the Father's Way. So this week on Father's Way, it's pretty obvious, guys. I don't know what to tell you. Get all your stuff and smush it.
Smush it.
Smush your stuff.
Smush
it's time to
stuff.
Smush all your stuff.
I'll start. I'm gonna smush my shoe.
I'm smushing all my socks.
That's right, folks. If you own anything, smush it this week.
I'm going to smush my broken Lord of the Rings themed condenser microphone.
Oh, Tisha gave you that. No, Ted, don't smush. Ah.
I gotta smush
hard.
It.
It's hard. It's hard. Oh, it's hard to be faithful.
That is spiritual warfare. That is not easy.
And folks, it is all happening.
Smush your things now.
Cut off my hair and smush it.
Smush all your things for Apple, for the red dawn and ruin. We ride out. That's the Tep Talk guarantee, and that's Father's Way week 11.
You know, Ted, it occurs to me that another little, like, alternative way to read a part of the video is that all the stuff that gets smushed is in the new iPad?
No, I didn't get that.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it's just the rapture. Should we start the show?
Let's start the show.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to Tep Talk, your number one source for tep news, information, gossip, and announcements for the impending music festival of the decade, Tepsla Fest 2024.
It's Tepsla Fest 2024. It's coming round the corner, and what's more, it's going to be great and the thing that you always want, and you'll come and you'll flood in through the gate. Oh, bring your dads, bring your dads, bring the Teslas all. It's time for 2024 festival, and you'll love it when you get there because you can PNS by the Uncle Rodney stand and watch Darby Stress. Woo!
Bravo, bravo, wizard!
Thank you.
Ted, you know, you're not just an amazing wizard, you're also an incredible bard.
I know. Well, we have to fill a lot of roles at the moment in our new position.
Yes, yeah.
Now that we're back in the Petco parking lot, it's official. We did it. We took the parking lot back.
That is right, folks. You can hear it on our voices. I'm not going to lie, Ted. I'm allowing myself to take a bit of a victory lap.
I think this could be the victory lap episode because, guys, we're living on top. Tesla Fest is back on. We now have the Petco parking lot under our brutal but fair and fun thumbs. And we've got the tech news information and gossip you come back for.
Oh, Ted, I just feel like last week everything just came into focus.
I'm proud of the work we did together, Tim. I've seen you blossom every day. I just can't tell you how proud I am of you.
Oh, Ted, I'm so proud of you too.
Yeah.
It's so good to see you back in your role as wizard.
Yes,
oh, Ted.
My leash.
And I just got to say, it feels so good to be back in the parking lot.
It does.
I love your dad's cabin / the Helm's Deep replica you've been building.
Yeah.
It's great out there, and I love that we have that as a sort of secondary, you know, it's like our summer resort. We can go there to take the waters.
Well, you know, when threatened, we can always make for the refuge of Helm's Deep, and the journey will be long, and there will be women and children. But it is there for us as a fallback position, because, guys, we're back in Rohan, aka the Petco parking lot, perched on our hill. I'm whispering in your ear just like Worm Tongue.
Yeah, but a good Worm Tongue. It's like if Worm Tongue were fun.
Yeah, fun tongue. He's in Rohan. He's whispering in the king's ears. The king isn't looking like some POS old guy. He's looking fit, buff, hot, hunky. He's holding his sword a lot and feeling its power. And Worm Tongue
is just giving him affirmations.
He's giving him affirmations. He's playing the bongos because Worm Tongue is fun now. And everything in Rohan is good. Yes, they did banish Keith Urban, but that was right.
Yeah, in this situation, Keith Urban is Darby and he's annoying.
Yeah, and Miranda Otto is still off-put, but that's probably fair enough. And Gandalf is still winking.
You would not deprive an old man of the aux cord. He plugs in his iPhone and he starts playing Party Rockin' in the House Tonight.
Rave it, Rohan. The horn of Gondor is blowing.
We took this 900-year-old wizard to a rave.
And you won't believe what will happen next.
Sorry, folks. We're a little bit distracted today. I mean, Ted, I just can't get over the feeling that everything in our lives is going to work out perfectly.
Yeah, cannot wait.
Because Tepslefest is back on. We're living in the parking lot again. Meanwhile, Apple's just like, oh, surprise, new iPad, and also we're going to destroy everything and make the world bend to our whim.
Couldn't be a better day.
Oh, and can I just say, it is not just us, the dads, in the Petco parking lot. They are feeling so good.
Yeah.
Ever since the D-Juice came back. I mean, I think, like, happy to the point of manic.
Well, you know, in medieval times, which is a theme of Petslefest,
yeah,
there were such things as dancing plagues, where the peasants just couldn't stop hopping and bopping and having a good time. And nothing wrong ever happened in those situations. And D-Juice is here to fuel your party today, sponsor of Petslefest 2024. So if you're hankering for a ride on the D, get yourself down to Petslefest 2024, soak in the good music, take a D in the P&S trough next to the Uncle Rodney Pavilion, say hi to Darby on the way, and crack open a ice-cold can of D-Juice and R out with you, C out, to the greatest bands alive.
That's right, folks. The dads are having a blast. I mean, well, they're moving a lot.
They are moving a lot.
Dancing is maybe putting it a little too gently, but they're shaking and screaming.
Well, I think ever since they got Pee-Pee in that cage, they've been pretty elated.
Yeah, and shout out little Pee-Pee Shooter. For all the time that he read the bee, I don't know that he read the part about, like, what happens to heretics.
Yeah, I feel like he could get out if he wanted to, but he's sort of enjoying himself a bit much.
He's sulking. I think he is. Yeah, I mean, he's a SoundCloud rapper at the end of the day.
Yeah, this is all fuel for his rap. I mean, he's spitting bars through the bars, if you will.
Yeah, and just spitting, too.
Yeah.
Just spitting on the dads. So things are looking great around here. At the same time, it's an absolute disaster and a mess.
Yeah, it's going to take a while for the chaos to subside. I think it's early days reconquering the Petco parking lot. Our influence is spreading, thanks to the D-Juice, and very soon, I believe, we will be able to quell the chaos.
And Ted, I want to just say, you have been proving yourself not only as a wizard, but an incredible liaison to the fathers.
I cannot have the hems of your robes getting sullied by the presence of such feckless peasants and mortals.
Yes, and I have simply too much to do to be going among the rabble. I mean, I'm sending emails all day to Uffy. So, Ted, I really appreciate that you have been on the ground this week dispensing D-Juice to the fathers, but also, I think, just, you know, going amongst the people and reminding them that we are back and that we are, in a very friendly way, the sovereigns that they must respect and obey.
And it is my pleasure to go forth for you and say, I, the court wizard, appear before you in lieu of the king, for he is in the Cybertruck trying to learn how to play Age of Empires 2 to better rule you. And they just look at me and ask for D-Juice. And I think in that glazed over look, they get it. They see.
And to be fair, they are mostly just dancing and screaming.
The beautiful noise of change.
And Ted, I think that the dads are excited for Tepslefest. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, my liege. They are excited. They just need to know that what they're excited about is Petslefest. So we just need to connect those two concepts.
Now, as my emissary, as my man of the people, I must ask you, what do you foresee being the major hurdles between now and, say, a very successful Tepslefest, oh, say, a month or two from now?
Probably food and nutrition, scurvy. We need oranges or they're going
to
die.
Uh-huh. I mean, will Cheetos do you think?
If we crush up vitamin C tablets and sprinkle them on, I think that should be scurvy gone.
Great. And Ted, by the way, I don't want to be indelicate here, but I also understand that many of the fathers in the parking lot are very taken with the mysterious and rapturous Ted Mina they've heard so much about. Shout out Marvin. Mm. I understand he's been going about the parking lot telling quite the tale about his new paramour.
Blow the trumpet of symptom, my goodly troubadour. Yes, Marvin has been regaling the dads with stories of the fair beauty and gorgeous chastity of Ted Mina. And I too have been not quelling the rumours, mainly enforcing them with some cleverly placed pictures of Megan Fox.
And Ted, I think this actually works to our advantage because
hope is the opiate of the masses, my liege.
Exactly. You've owed them really good because dads see someone like Marvin and he says, oh, no big deal. I just have a girlfriend on the internet. She's a DJ. And they think to themselves, well, geez, maybe I could get a girlfriend, too.
Yes, you could. At Patesla-fest.
Exactly, Ted. If I may give you a quick edict as your king.
Yes, my lady.
I think it would be good if you went out among the people and said, I heard that Ted Mina is going to be at Tepsla-fest with lots of her DJ dad-loving friends.
A brilliant idea, my liege. As ever. You bring a wisdom and a forethought befitting of your station.
Thank you, my wizard. Now, fetch me a Dunkaroo.
Yes, my liege.
Now dunk it.
Yes.
Thank you.
How was it, sire?
Oh, hot.
My apologies, sire. Let me blow on it.
Very good, wizard. Now, I do believe that the supply of D-juice and the belief that at Tepsla-fest they shall find true love at last, / at least a smooch behind the P&S drain, may be enough to carry us on. But there is still much to do. Now, Ted, I suggest before we get to the Tep today, we talk about our to-do list and our have-already did-do list.
Did-do it. Okay, let's start with the have-done-already-did-do list.
Took back the parking lot.
Huge. Check
biggest
that off
one.
The have-done-already-did-do list.
Also have-done-already-did-do bands. We've got Jet.
Yep, the rock and roll stylings of Jet will be joining us soon.
We have got the Styx cover band, Grand Illusion, with all the members of Styx except for one. I didn't mention this, Ted, also, sorry, the guy who left Styx to join, I think it was REO Speedwagon, he's the lyricist and the singer.
Okay, yeah. So what are they going to play?
They're going to still do Styx songs, but it's going to be instrumentals.
I don't think the dads will notice.
I mean, those backing tracks are killer.
Yeah, they really are so good.
Also, we've got Uncle Rodney. That's kind of in the con.
Yeah,
column,
yeah.
But
well, it's going to keep people moving through.
And, of course, the Billionaires, our headlining act, which is us minus Darby and Marvin, so we still have to get on board. But I'm not worried about that at all.
No, I think we can put that in the done column. I feel pretty certain they'll come around any minute now.
And I am taking it upon myself to get more bands. I've put out emails to Dan Morrison, Eric Clapton,
good.
The Doobie Brothers, the one Steely Dan guy who's still alive, the hologram of Buddy Holly that tours sometimes.
The ghost of George Jones.
My big get is still Uffy. And actually, Ted, I didn't tell you this. A little bit of bad news.
What?
Guess who's scratching around the back door again?
Charlie XCX.
Daft Punk.
Oh, yeah.
Like we said last year, we have them if we need them. Oh, also, the stormwater drain is already existent, so our toilet situation is taken care of.
Yeah, well, put that half in, half out, because we still need to get big planks across them so
right.
That people can perch on the planks and P&S into this S water D.
No, I would get bored ourselves, but the thing is, bored doesn't fit in the Cybertruck trunk.
No, I don't want to put bored wood nail screw in the Cybertruck trunk.
Obviously not. It's disgusting.
I think that's disgusting, and it's a bridge too far.
Plus, the cube is back there. I hate to ask this of you, but the obvious person for planks would be Uncle Rodney.
The thing is, okay, the only bargaining chip I have left is that, yes, Uncle Rodney can play, but no, Mavine's ukulele choir cannot.
No.
But on the other hand, we weigh this on the scale of if we don't have plank across S water D, then all the Ds are going to P&S just anywhere. And I can't have that. That is a sanitation nightmare.
That's true. I mean, we're seeing that. Now, we can see what happens with that because they have not been using the stormwater D.
So if it's between P&S everywhere and the ukulele choir.
PNS in the ground or PNS in our ears?
We can always block our ears.
Okay, I mean, what are they even playing in the ukulele orchestra choir these days?
Oh, you know, the usual suspects, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, of course. Imagine.
That really long version of Hallelujah they do.
Yeah, yeah, half tempo.
Oh gosh, wait, also they added in You're So Vain.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Talk about half tempo.
I have an idea. It's called crowd control. At Coachella, when they want everyone to go and watch Grime, because it's young POS, they simply get another stage and make the Doobie Brothers play, so all the kids will leave and go towards Grime. Now, we do this in reverse. We want them to come see the billionaires. Therefore, we say, oh, yeah, you'll have the prime slot, Maveen, just on another stage.
Headlining on the PNS stage after Uncle Rodney.
After Uncle Rodney.
Oh, I love that.
And that will crowd control everyone out of the PNS troughs, away from Uncle Rodney and into the waiting arms of the billionaires.
Ted, okay, fantastic. This is why you're my wizard. By the way, Ted, shout out Tom Waits. What are they building, Uncle Rodney and Aunt Maveen? They've been doing so much renovation. Shout out Board.
Yeah, shout out Board, shout out Hammer, shout out Screw. They have actually caught the old house flip bug. They're sand dollars and they've decided to buy up other properties, flip them, sell them, and make bank.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Uncle Rodney asked me if I knew anyone who worked at HGTV. They're going to try to do like a reality show.
Is that what it's about?
Yes, because remember the other day Uncle Rodney washed his face?
Yeah, that was really uncanny. That was really
weird. And it was
weird
and I was like, what happened? Are you Uncle Rodney's twin brother? And he was just like, shut up!
Never mention my twin brother!
Wait, Ted, they wanted to borrow your camera.
They did borrow my camera.
I just assumed it was for one of their parties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to know what it was, so I didn't ask. But this must be what it is. They're filming a pilot.
Oh, this everything makes a lot more sense now.
It makes a lot more sense, yeah.
They bought that disgusting house, and I just thought that was going to be like a place for them to go and be intimate.
Yeah, no, they're flipping it.
Do they know anything about houses?
Well, Uncle Rodney thinks he knows stuff about roofs, so, you know, I'm sure the rest is similar.
I mean, Uncle Rodney on camera is somehow worse than Uncle Rodney in real life.
Yeah, I think it's because in real life, if I'm feeling like Rodney's taking up too much of my space, I can simply turn my head or I can walk away or I can slam the door and run away. But in a camera, you're stuck, you know, you're just stuck in four bounding walls with that purple face. And and if he's mic'd as close as he likes to mic, you're hearing everything, you know, like...
One issue I think they're going to have is that Uncle Rodney is so particular about, like, who's allowed to look at him.
Yes.
Because I've watched TV with him, and he'll be like,
hope no one from Butte, Montana ever sees this.
And I'll be like, well, I don't know how you could possibly account for that, Rodney.
Yeah.
Well, God bless. I just don't want any of that S having anything to do with our show.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So, to do a board for PNS Drain.
Listen, I want to talk a bit more about the Petesla Fest, but Tim, I have a question for you. Last week, we did mention the possibility of you, for really funny prank reasons, going on a date.
Oh, well, you get you right. I mean, this is, just to be clear, folks, we're not going to talk about our personal lives too much here.
No, we're not, no.
I was talking about how I've been talking with this person, Caroline, who Darby hooked us up with. She and her friend Steve like to ask Ted and me questions for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't really know why. Friend of Darby, so not that interesting, but she's obsessed with me. She's always asking me about, like, my relationship and whether I'm going to really get back together with my wife. And so Ted was saying maybe it would be a way to let her down easy if I was like, I'm dating, you know, or I'm trying to get back out there.
Exactly, yeah.
No, Ted, thank you for asking about that. I did not get around to setting up my dating profile. I made an account and it got hacked right away.
All right. Well, look, spend some time thinking about it. Maybe next week we set you up. Okay.
Definitely. But actually, speaking of dating though, Ted, did you tell Tisha that you're the wizard of Tepsla Fest yet?
I called Tisha.
Oh my gosh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. I called Tisha and I said, hi, Tish. How's it going? So long that I haven't heard from you. You don't remember me? Don't worry, it's just me, your girlfriend, Ted Mina.
Oh, you contacted her as Ted Mina?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay, and what did she say?
I don't remember you. And I said, oh, come on, girl, you remember me. By the way, have you heard this techno song I wrote? And I sent her Benny Benassi, Push Me, Then Just Touch Me.
She didn't know that song?
Well, she knew it. Yeah, it didn't.
You got a little bit cocky with Ted Mina.
I did.
Yeah, folks, we know this as dads. If you spend too much time with Marvin, it can give you a little bit of false confidence.
Yeah, it's like the time you and I tried line dancing, and we'd spent all afternoon with Marvin, and he was just clapping. And
oh, he thought it was amazing. Best thing he'd ever seen.
And we showed up, boot off stage straight away.
We got the S kicked out of us. Or it's like, I mean, I thought that my Sean Connery impression was amazing, but then when I did it, the judge didn't like it at all.
No, I think your Timothy Chalamet is pretty good.
Well, that one's more of a face. It's just when I do this.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's really
good. I think your Sydney Sweeney's pretty good.
Yeah, but that's a face too. Check this out.
Oh, my gosh.
I think your Steve Buscemi's really good.
Oh, yeah, like this?
Oh, wow, that's so good. Hey, look at my Mel Gibson.
Oh, got a little drool there coming out. Just inside of your mouth. So it didn't go perfect with Tisha and Ted Mina, but hey, no harm, no foul. That's Ted Mina. You know, you could just message her back and just say, I just found out I'm sick. I'm dying. I'll never talk to you again. And that's the end of that.
Yeah, I already did that.
And by the way, I'm so glad things are going so well between Marvin and Ted Mina.
Absolutely. I do think some of Ted Mina's current abundance financially and romantically in terms of having a simp has bled its way across the membranes into Ted's life, which has been a lovely new energy. So thanks, Marv.
Well, Marvin would be thanking you too, if you were listening, for catfishing him, because I know that Marvin is looking better than I've seen him in a long time. I mean, you can see the confidence.
Yeah,
he's doing great, you know.
Yeah, he is doing great.
I mean, it's boring to talk to him about it. And shout out Darby, you know, I know he keeps loaning Marvin money to give to Ted Mina. I think he's just excited to see Marvin sort of quote-unquote setting something real up for himself. And wait a minute, Ted. How much money has Marvin given you?
Oh, calculating it up. I don't know.
20 grand?
20, yeah, 20.
Right, which you borrowed from Darby.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, a big one of our to-dos is obviously to get our band back together for the first time. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
You've tried to pay Darby to join the band. You've said, I'll give you $50,000.
Yeah.
But the problem is, you're super wealthy because of all the pee you make with your wife and her two boyfriends.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that much coming from you. And he said a number of times, I don't want your money.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't have any money.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine I go to Darby.
Brilliant.
And I say, Darby, I know it hasn't been easy with us all this time, and I know that you have every reason not to want to spend time with us right now. You know, whatever BS he wants to hear.
Just say whatever Caroline told you to say. I know we haven't earned your trust and we've crossed so many lines in your life before. However, yeah, we're here in good faith, holding our hat in our hand, while honestly hoping that you will be our friend again.
I want to pay you back for all that I've taken from you. The food I ate, the clothes I borrowed forever, the couch that I ruined, the wall that I put a hole through, your bass that I broke. I assume you found that by
now. The trust that I devastatingly changed in your life forever.
Blah, 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 blah. I want to pay you back. No, 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 Darby. No, no, no. I won't hear it. I want to pay you back. I think that the amount I owe you probably comes out to about $20,000.
Genius. That's it.
We give Darby the money back that he gave to Marvin to give to Ted Mina, which she gave to you by being you, which you gave to me, I give to him. Darby gets it.
It's a perfect circle.
I can see that look on his beautiful face right now. His pouty little lips are going to go, and he's going to say, Tim, I don't know what to say, because he knows I don't have any money. He's going to be like, how did you get all this money? And I'm going to say, I sold a magic lamp. I don't know. We'll come up with a story.
Yep.
He's not going to be able to resist, because I know he doesn't have any money right now because he's been giving it all to Marvin to give to you. I'm going to say, I don't even care about Tepsla Fest. You don't need to play in the Billionaires. I just want to make things right. And obviously, he's going to say he's going to play in the Billionaires.
It's perfect.
Yeah, and I mean, best case scenario is I do all that and he says he'll play Tepsla Fest and he says he doesn't want the money and then we just keep the money. For this week's show, everybody.
What a good show.
We gotta go because we got a lot to do here in the parking lot.
Absolutely we do. Next week we're gonna be coming back at you with more tech news information and gossip that you're gonna love, plus maybe a little dating corner if we can. You really need to sign up.
Well,
okay, it's important that you sign up.
Okay, I'm gonna sign up. What name should I use?
Your name.
Interesting. A man just like me. He looks like me, he talks like me, he has the same name as me, and yet deep down, he is not me.
Sure, but on the surface, everything else is exactly the same.
Okay, folks, we're going to get into that next week.
Folks, we love you very much.
Yes, we do. We really, really do.
And nothing will come between us.
No, not at all. And Tepselfest is coming up in like a month or two, so we got to get going. We got to start booking some bands. We got to clean up the P and the S and the dads and get them all calmed down. And
we also might need to release Pee-Pee from his cage.
Yeah, I mean, if we think of it.
Yeah, if we think of it. That's the Tep Talk guarantee.
All right, bye, everybody. See you next week.
Goodbye.
Oh, Ted, one thing from Mac Rumors today that I was a little bit nervous to bring up is they're saying that the new iPads aren't going to come with the Apple stickers anymore.
What?
I mean, this is massive for dads because, I mean, I've bought iPhones before just to get the sticker.
To get the sticker. Yeah. So what am I supposed to do?
Get this. They say if you really want a sticker, you can still ask an employee for one.
They've never been to the Mac store.
No, never.
You call yourself MacRumors.com and you've literally never been to the Mac store? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
If you had, you would know how that conversation goes.
That is like, if you drop your sandwich in the tiger's den, just stick your hand into the tiger's mouth.
Are you asking an Apple employee for a sticker? Are they going to be your A? They are going to be your A.